Smyrna School District Board of Education for June 17th, 2020, to order. And I will entertain a motion to move into executive session.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. O'Connell, second by Reverend McClymont, to move to executive session. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, we will be back.
Hey Roger, this is when you're supposed to bring out some snacks.
Yeah, right. Sorry. Maybe I could eat some and you guys could just watch. I mean, I could do that.
Done that before.
Jody, are you letting us into exec session? I have to go into executive session.
Okay. So what are you asking me?
I was just saying, did you have to let in?
I have one person waiting to get in, Cody. No, but I'm not running the executive session. I think Pat is. I hope.
Did they mute me? I can't hear anything.
For those of you who are just joining the panel, the board went into executive session right away. Thank you.
Okay, I'm about to leave because I can't hear anything. What's going on?
Justine, can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you. I hear you now.
Well, there's nothing going on right now. They went right into executive session as soon as they opened the meeting.
Okay.
I'm going to mute you, and everybody but the board members will be muted until we open up for public comment in the case anybody wants to say anything. And then I'll open up the chat, and you can let us know in the chat room if you want to say something publicly, and I will unmute you individually at that time.
Okay. Thank you.
Recording is restarted.
Thank you. All right, 1, 2, 3. All right, all the board members are here?
I believe so.
Okay, I thought I counted 5. Deb here and Pat here?
Yep.
All right, we are back in session and we will begin tonight's meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance, and that will be led by Reverend McClymont. I can find him.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Peace.
All right, Mr. Williams, would you like to handle the recognition of the Teachers of the Year?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Madam President. So this evening, virtually, I will announce each of the 8 Teachers of the Year for the schools in contention for District Teacher of the Year. And Mrs. Judy will then make that announcement for everyone. It's unfortunate, of course, that this is virtual, but we look to a time when we can meet in person and give them a much more dignified round of applause and celebrate their hard work. So at this time, Mrs. Judy, are you ready? I'll go ahead and make the 8 announcements and then defer to you. Yes?
I think she's got unmute.
All right. From Clayton Elementary School, very pleased. Jennifer Ross is our School Teacher of the Year. From North Smyrna Elementary School, Deborah Thompson, School Teacher of the Year. Smyrna Elementary School, Heather Marker will represent. Sunnyside Elementary School, we have Aaron Sukowski representing. Over at Clayton Intermediate School, we have Caitlin Reshtar representing. At John Bassett Moore Intermediate School, we have Shayla Evans representing. Smyrna Middle School, Holly Hufford representing. And finally at Smyrna High School, Valerie Call representing. And now the moment you've been waiting for.
Yes, thank you so much for being patient with us throughout this time. We had quite a few changes in this process because of a pandemic, which was completely unexpected, obviously, and difficult to navigate with this process. And though challenging, we have a winner, and this winner will get the gift of the Teacher of the Year license plate. Yes, I know, exciting. And also represents Smyrna School District at the State Teacher of the Year dinner in October, I believe, yeah, mid-October. Okay. Scott, can you drum roll, please?
Thank you.
The 2020-2021 Smyrna School District Teacher of the Year is Holly Hufford. Look at her face.
I hope someone got that on the screenshot.
Congratulations to Holly and all of our winners. Any of you would be great representatives of our school district, and we're so lucky to have all of you as part of our staff. Holly will have the fun of beefing up that portfolio for the next level of competition at the state, and we look forward to celebrating with her throughout the year. speech is coming for you, Holly. You're going to be given a speech. Get ready.
any words, Holly?
Can you unmute her, Jody?
Yep. Give me 1 second. I'm looking for her on my three screens. Yep, got her. Congratulations, Holly.
I just want to say thank you so much. All of the teachers of the year from all the districts, we all work so hard, and we are all very deserving of this. And it is an honor, and I will try my best to represent all of you. So it's an exciting year, and we'll see what happens this summer and in the fall. We'll see. So thank you.
Yes, exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Very exciting. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Holly. Congratulations, everyone.
And if you do not want to be here for the rest of the meeting, we are not offended.
Bye.
We get it.
Jody, are you able to unmute Chris, please?
I think my husband would like to know how to do that. Oh, are numbers still dropping, or are we stabilized?
I think we're stabilizing.
Yeah, we're down to 48 from 67, so.
I would go ahead.
All righty. Changes to the agenda, Mr. Williams, do we have any?
We had no changes to the agenda this evening.
Okay. So we're at the point for formal public comment. Mr. Sweeney, will you allow chat for a moment to see if anybody wants to sign up for that?
Yes, ma'am. Chat is now open for anybody who would like to state their name and be publicly acknowledged.
And once you're publicly acknowledged for the chat, that will start your time period for the formal public comment.
All right, I haven't seen anything come up, so we'll move ahead with the agenda. And that will be the board minutes from the May 13th, 2020 meeting.
Madam President, I make a motion to approve the board meeting minutes for the May 13th, 2020 board meeting as submitted.
Second.
All right, with the motion by Ms. O'Connell and a second by Reverend McClymont to accept the board meeting minutes from May 13th, 2020 as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Ms. Lloyd, would you like to be unmuted as well?
Who was that, Chris?
Christy Lloyd. Christy Lloyd. And then while we're waiting for that, Mr. Williams, we
yep. Got it. Hi.
There you are. Sure, I can just give you a couple of updates. Of course, end of the year was today. Woohoo, big shout out. Everybody made it to the end of the journey this year, and what a journey it was. Everybody's just ready, I would say. Leave it at that. Graduation for Smyrna High School, class of 2020, is hard and firm on the schedule for the 25th of July. And of course, depending on where the state is at that time, we continue to look at all options ranging from live to a combination of live and virtual to a full virtual. And there are many other events planned for the class of 2020. We've been working with some community partners at the local and even state level to give a full celebration and recognition to each of them, regardless of the three options we end up pursuing for graduation.
It's been lovely to see the community putting a lot more effort into our seniors this year to acknowledge them given all of this.
Yes, what a time. We're looking at, of course, summer reopening. Phase three for the state of Delaware will begin on or around the 1st of July. Here in the district, we are looking at Monday, July 6th to begin phase three. And in phase three, there are three tiers of reopening for staff, not to the public. And so we will be receiving additional guidance from the state, I would say within the next week, but our district will be reopening with recommendations from the state following a three-tiered process, ranging from, you know, an alternating day schedule to half-filled offices to some combination of virtual and physical attendance. But more to come as we work through that. When we next meet on July 8th, if everything goes smoothly at the state level, we should be in day three of tier one of phase three. That'll make sense, you got it? For the fall, similarly, there are multiple scenarios that are being examined. There's a state task force. That's the official group looking at multiple options ranging from facility use to face masks, plexiglass, physical, virtual enrollment. At the district level, all of the districts are collaborating, and here intra-district, our leadership team is working. Right now, what we know is that there are, again, three levels of the pandemic, from a mild to moderate to heavy outbreaks still occurring in the fall. And the state task force, Jerry is a member of that task force, is working to look at multiple scenarios and multiple guidelines to govern a reopening. There are four different options depending on where we are with the pandemic when the end of August rolls around. The first is a full traditional return using the local calendar. And here in Smyrna, our local calendar would have students returning the Tuesday after Labor Day. I believe that's September 8th. Then there is a second option, which is a hybrid, alternating days between virtual and physical attendance and what that might look like for students and staff alike. The third option is a full return and then replicating what happened on March 13th should the need arise, with a sudden about face and returning to a virtual. And then finally, a complete virtual from the start of the school year moving forward. So each of those four scenarios is being reviewed, but of course the number one scenario, which I listed first, is a full traditional return. But again, the state and the districts are looking at how we would manage that. And we're also planning for a variety of contingencies. So that's what is on the state docket. For us here in the district, our facility use this summer, working with the state, working locally here with our district, we've decided that the goal is once we enter phase three, so sometime after July 6th, we have a few camps wanting to use outdoor facilities. We believe that we should try to honor those camps and put in some very clear guidelines based on the Division of Public Health's guidance. We, however, have determined that inside the school, we should continue to restrict inside the school use because the goal is to make sure everything stays healthy and safe so that students can enter the schools in September. So we're working on that. Deb Judy is running point on that and working with some of our local camps to try to make plans for post July 6th. Likewise, we've received guidance from the state that we'll be able to do some driver's education, driving in class time this year with options for parents to pursue it this summer or defer it to the fall. And we'll be working with Mrs. Cook and Mr. Gallagher to look at what a schedule might be like, again, sometime after July 6th. So that's the superintendent's update. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Next on the agenda is the changes to the agenda.
There are none.
None, and board minutes, monthly financial reports. All right, Mr. Gallagher.
Oh, Jody was very quick on that one. I'm ready to go. You have available in your information the financial reports through May of 2020. The only note that I will make is that I did notice an error in one of the reports that I gave you back in March, where I provide you the listing of purchase orders and vouchers that we've done that was over $5,000. They were kind of all out of sorts and out of kilter, so I reprinted those two pages, and I've included them in this May report. Other than that, I'd be glad to entertain any questions you may have.
Do we have a motion to approve the financial reports as submitted?
I'll make a motion to approve the financial reports as submitted.
Second.
Motion by Ms. O'Connell, second by Ms. Lloyd to approve the financial reports as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. School choice.
Okay. Four school choice applications for inter-district transfer, 13 choice applications for intra-district transfer, one inter-district school choice termination, and one intra-district school choice termination form have been received for the 2020-2021 school year. Zero forms were denied. It is the recommendation of the administration that the inter-district students 1 through 4, the intra-district students 1 through 13, the intra-district school choice termination, and the intra-district school choice termination be admitted under choice this evening.
I make a motion to approve the 1 through 4 inter, 1 through 13 intra, the one district termination, and the one intra termination as submitted.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Evans, a second by Reverend McClymont to approve the school choice applications as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, the Teacher of the Year policy 4131. This is the first reading revision.
Yes. We had originally put this on the agenda in March, but we had some pandemic difficulties and just kind of put it off because it wasn't a timely policy change necessary. So we are starting our Teacher of the Year process a little bit earlier now. We are doing that in January and giving the public plenty of time to be able to go to the online portal and nominate teachers. And then we also have continued to have the teachers nominating each other at the building level. Because we did that this year, we've gotten quite a few more nominations requiring a possibility of more than one vote at the school level. So what I would like to do is change the deadline for the nominations to move it up a week so that we give the principals the 2-week timeline to have the voting done in their schools to then be able to get us at the district level their Teacher of the Year winner during the first week in March.
Right. Madam President, I make a motion to approve item 8.4, Teacher of the Year policy 4131, first reading revision as submitted by the administration.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Lloyd, second by Ms. Evans to approve the first reading of the Teacher of the Year policy 4131 revision. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Absences policy 4151, this is also the first reading revision.
Yes, and I will just like to add that I had contacted the union. This is actually a part of our collective bargaining agreement, the use of time and the way time is taken as it's earned. So I did contact them. They had one question. I was able to answer it. It would require a memorandum of understanding with them. At this time, I don't think they have issues with it, but it's still up for discussion after the first reading. So I wanted to get it on the agenda tonight because it is timely with our July 1st rollover into a new year. So essentially what we discovered when we converted to the data service center was that the 2-hour increments that we were having 12-month end teachers, any professional staff actually, utilized to take time, quarter day, half day, three quarters day, and full day, was allowing or was adding up to, at times in certain scenarios, less than 2 hours to be able to be taken. In fact, I was one of those people. So we looked at that and said, like, well, we've got to fix this so that it works for everyone to be able to use the time that they've earned in its full entirety. So Jody and Jerry worked on some plans and thoughts, and we moved the 12-month and teacher time to percentages of the day rather than hours of the day, because they're on a 7.5-hour day versus the 8-hour day that the custodians are on. The custodians would remain the same, but all others would then convert to these percentages so that they would then be able to utilize all of the time that they've earned.
I make a motion to approve policy 4151 absences, first reading revision as submitted.
Second.
Motion by Ms. O'Connell, a second by Reverend McClymont to approve the absences policy 4151. First reading is submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right. Next item on the agenda is the Title IX policy.
So this isn't a policy. It's actually not up for required action this evening. It is a revision of what the state has provided to the district for Title IX, and just an update of the Title IX documentation that we have on the website currently, with just some more delineated process when it comes to sexual harassment in the workplace.
Okay, so we don't have to vote on that.
No vote necessary.
All right. All right, Mr. Gallagher, I believe you're up again. This is the 2021 year recommended tax rates, the preliminary report.
Yes. I had a meeting with the Finance Committee last week where we discussed the tax rate recommendation as well as the preliminary budget for next year. They were in agreement with the recommendation that for a tax rate next year in Kent County of $1.7176 per hundred of assessed, and in Newcastle County, $1.3668 per hundred of assessed. That actually reflects a 1% decrease in our tax rate from last year. Using an average of $200,000 as an average market value home, the tax bill would be $642, which is $7 less than it was last year. The tax rates were based on the best information that was available regarding on the state budget and the state bond bill. To date, nothing has occurred that has warranted a change in the rates that we have recommended for you tonight. Current expense rate would stay the same and would generate slightly more than $7.7 million for the district. Our match tax collections, we are recommending an increase in that account to $1.1 million. That will allow us to fully match all of our state appropriations for which a match is eligible. Last year, you may recall, with the opportunity funds, we were able to partially match it, but not completely. So that will add some more funding to that particular program. Within tuition, we are looking to generate $2.65 million. That is a slight increase over last year. That will allow us to meet all of our tuition expenses for those students who are both in our district as well as attending special schools throughout the state, as well as those who are served in a private placement. And finally, our debt service projection, I am taking that collection number down by $150,000. And yes, that is taking into fact that we did approve a new bond sale in February. As you may recall, we had said that we were going for that bond sale and that it would not have an impact on our overall tax rate. So not only are we going to be able to cover that additional expense, but we're also going to be able to lower that that rate. And as I like to do every year when we set this tax rate, this coming year, we are looking at using about $447,000 of impact fees that are being generated by Kent County, as well as the town of Smyrna and the town of Clayton, to offset what we would otherwise have to assess in taxes to meet some of the growth that we have going on in the district. That is a summary. You have the information that provides a little bit more details in the calculations. If you have any questions, I will gladly address them. As a board, the tax rate needs to be approved and submitted to the counties by the second Thursday in July, which I believe this year is the 9th. So as a board, you may choose to approve the rates tonight, or you may choose to wait and do it at your reorganization meeting in July, at which point, if there are any changes in the state budget, we could make those adjustments then. So it's really your pleasure when you choose to approve these rates.
Do you have a preference?
Since we know we're meeting on, I'm assuming we're going to be meeting on the 8th. I know that's on the agenda. I would recommend that we just wait and approve it then, since we know we'll be able to meet prior to the date.
Okay. And I'll entertain a motion to table this.
I make a motion to table item 8.7, fiscal year 2021, recommended tax rates, the preliminary figures, as recommended by the administration.
Second.
With a motion by Ms. Lloyd, a second by Ms. Evans to table item 8.71, the 2021 recommended tax rates until the next meeting. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, the motion is tabled. Mr. Gallagher, the fiscal year 2021 recommended budget preliminary.
I will present the preliminary budget tonight, and I think consistent with the tax rate, the recommendation would be to table and to approve the budget in July at the reorganization meeting. In summary, the recommended preliminary budget does not assume any growth in our enrollment next year. It's basically a static budget, current staffing. We're just moving forward with new salary schedules, step increases on the local side, and other known inflationary and contractual changes that we have. The budget that's presented is balanced. We will have to clearly make some adjustments. There have been a few changes today as we got word on what the state was doing. The one note we have here, our budget reduction that we had listed as $1,069,000 is actually going to be about over $1.1 million for next year. So we'll have to make those types of adjustments as we work through the final budget, which we'll present in November, December timeframe. The significant changes and things that I would want to point out to you, the state in the budget that has been voted on to date has eliminated the salary schedule change that had been proposed in the governor's recommended budget. And my understanding is they're actually going to basically put, not approve step increases as of July 1, but provide language in the budget that if state revenues hit a certain mark, that those step increases would become effective. My understanding is retroactive to the beginning of the year. I have not seen any language to that effect. And actually, depending on who you talk to, you get slightly different answers over whether that is in fact what they wanted to do, whether it applied to locals contracts. So we're the devil is always in the detail. So I'm waiting to see the language. We have factored the step increases in the budget, assuming that it will be approved at some point during the year. And we have incorporated our local step increases that we are obligated to based on our collective bargaining agreement. So they have been incorporated into our schedules.
All right, Madam President, okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, is that it? I'm sorry, Jerry. I thought you were done.
No, the only other thing I wanted to point out, the one area that is still a concern for most of the districts is what are our tax collections going to be given the current situation? Will there perhaps be a delay or will we see an increase in delinquencies? For the areas of the match and the tuition and debt service, I'm not concerned because we do have enough reserve funds that if we do see a slight decrease, it will not affect our ability to make those payments and have funds available. That is not the case on current expense. We typically budget, assuming we're going to collect 100% of our current expense, we typically do and then some. But that will be a concern as we move through the year if we don't look like we're hitting those numbers. And at this point, we haven't heard anything to indicate that we should not hit normal collections. But again, we don't know for sure. So that will be one area that we'll be keeping an eye on, especially when we get to September and October. We won't really have much information in July and August just because of when those tax payments are due.
Thank you.
Thank you. Helpful. All right, Madam President, I make a motion for item 8.8, the school year 2021, to table it until the July 8th meeting.
Second.
With a motion by Ms. Lloyd, a second by Ms. O'Connell to table item 8.8, fiscal year 2021 recommended budget until July 8th. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right. 8.9, the organizational diagram. This is the second reading.
Yes, there have been a couple of modifications. Some titles of supervisors were revised, and I've also included some arrows moving up to try to show supervisory roles, as well as the finance director now being a direct report to both the assistant superintendent and the superintendent. So those are the revisions made to the second reading.
Alrighty, thank you.
Madam President, I'll make a motion to accept 8.9 organizational diagram policy 2110 second reading as submitted.
Second.
Both a motion by Reverend McClymont and a second by Ms. O'Connell to accept the organizational diagram policy 2110. This is the second reading as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, the July reorganization meeting, July 8th. We're going to schedule that. I don't know that there needs to be any further explanation for that. So I'll entertain a motion.
Madam President, I make a motion to set our on item 8.10, set our July reorganization meeting date as July 8th, 2020.
Second.
All right, with motion by Ms. Lloyd, second by Reverend McClymont, to set the July reorganization meeting date of July 8th, 2020 as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Personnel.
Madam President, I make a motion to accept personnel 9.1, 9.2, 9.3, 9.4, 9.5, 9.6, 9.7, 9.8, 9.9, 9.10, 9.11, and 9.12 as submitted.
Second.
Okay, with a motion by Reverend McClymont and a second by Ms. O'Connell to accept personnel items 9.1, 9.2, 9.3, 9.4, 9.5, 9.6, 9.7, 9.8, 9.9, 9.10, 9.11, and 9.12 is submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Madam President, I would note that the new principal of Clayton Elementary School, Mrs. Heather Moyer, is here and would ask her to say a few words.
Yay! Hey, Heather!
Thank you all so much. Smyrna School District is my family, and I couldn't be happier. Of course, today was very emotional saying goodbye to the Clayton Intermediate staff because I've been there since it was opened. But at the same time, I'm really excited to start this new journey and work with the amazing team at Clayton Elementary. I have to give a shout out to Dave Paltrinari as my mentor. He taught me so much. And having the support of all of the entire admin team and the board, I truly wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for all of you. So thank you so much.
Aww.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congrats, Heather.
Yay. I know that the staff at Clayton and, well, I've gotten messages from the staff at Clayton Intermediate today. some revolt that's going on there. And I've gotten messages of great things coming to Clayton Elementary School with you. And Mike Dawes is there. I don't know, Mike, if you want to say a few words about your new principal.
Congratulations, Heather. We are so excited to have you join Clayton Elementary School.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you to all of you.
Hey, Mr. Williams, Mrs. Holt was never recognized as our new curriculum director either. I think it was our first Zoom meeting and it was planned. So, Kelly, if there's anything you'd like to say, now would be a great time to do.
Thanks, Chris.
Fine.
I'm really excited to take on this new journey.
We have a great administration staff, and I'm just looking forward to the new challenge. Working with June's team is a great challenge, and I'm excited to take on this procedure. She's been very supportive, and I'm looking forward to starting July 1st. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Mrs. Wicks.
Good.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, this would be June's last meeting. Does she want to say anything real quick?
June, do you want to say anything?
Yep.
Just that the past 4 years have been the best 4 years of my whole career. And working with the administrative team and working with my team just has been a pleasure. I'm going out on a really high note, and good luck to Kelly. I know she'll do a fabulous job. And good luck to all of you in your new adventures. We got a lot of new administrators out there.
We do. I know.
Don't call those times. All right, that brings us to the end of the items that we are voting on. We are going to go back into executive session. Not sure how long. We will not be voting on anything when we return. So now it's your chance to enjoy the rest of your evening. And
yeah, congratulations. You finished the school year.
Yes.
Made it.
Thank you to all of you.
Thank you.
Hard work.
Okay. You've all worked amazing. So hard this school year. So thank you for being so flexible and for loving our kids and our community.
Yeah.
Yes. Such Madam an awesome President, job.
Do you need a motion to go back?
I will, yes. Okay. Is Leo making one?
I think that's one of the bulldogs.
Okay.
I have been snoring earlier.
He has been just restless the entire time. Beatrice said she could hear her snoring. Finally relaxed herself. I'm like, oh.
Malik, do you want me to end the recording and end the Zoom session?
No.
No. No, because we'll have to come back in.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session then.
Second.
With a motion by Ms. O'Connell, a second by Ms. Lloyd, and a peace sign by Reverend McClymont. any questions or comments? Hearing none? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Aye. Executive session it is. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
See y'all.
Bye. Good night.
Night.
All right, leave me.
That's Amy.
Slim pickings over here.
Man, my screen was full 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. All right, that's overwhelming to me. It's just, and then I can't find who I want to see. I wish there was, and I don't, is there a way to position people?
You can only take one person and pin their video so that they always stay frozen. But yeah, I wish I could like shuffle.
Yeah. I mean, it would be nice if the board, I could make it so that, you know, the board members were on one screen and Pat and Deb.
Yeah.
You know, you're waving to me because you're muted or whatever. I mean, it seemed to have worked out that way for the most part, but.
Christy's muted.
Oh.
Hey, Jody, can you unmute Christy? There she goes.
Got it.
I did.
I don't know how that happened.
But when you guys, I set it up so that you didn't have to go into the waiting room and you could unmute yourselves when you came back.
Nice.
Gotcha. What I was saying was you could probably submit that as a suggestion, Chris, and you may see it like on a future version.
Okay. I hope we never see a future version of this again.
We'll have to pay for that service, not the free one.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah,
so maybe it is a possibility already.
Mm-hmm.
So having no further items on the agenda for this evening, I will declare this meeting over.
Okay, bye everyone. Stay safe. Stay safe sometime soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sleeping, you people woke me up. During the meeting she was like scratching, like rubbing her butt on the floor and then licking, and then she'd come up and start pawing me to pet her, and I was like, Amy, oh my gosh, you are a toddler. Oh
yeah, she loves her mom.
No.
He does.
All right, guys.
All right. Evening, guys.
Good night.
Good night.